KSL News Time 5:10. Not a moment too soon. Let's check your triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Jeff, we do have emergency traffic on top of a crash and big delays southbound I-15. Crews are now moving that accident at 9th South over to the right shoulder, but they are still sticking out in that right lane of traffic. So you have solid slowdowns from downtown Salt Lake City, and it does not let up until you're passing 123rd South. You're looking at least a 55 to 60 minute travel time to get from downtown to Lehigh. Northbound I-15 delays Draper to Midvale due to a crash at 80th South and westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Also stacked up and slow from I-15 to 7200 West. Andy Farnsworth?
It really doesn't matter what road you're taking south on the west side. 215 backed up, Bangor backed up, 56 backed up. And those slowdowns go all the way down into, and in some cases, all the way through West Valley. In Utah County, I-15 heavy and slow between the Point and Lehigh, Maine. And I got some northbound slowing as well in Linden and Pleasant Grove. Mark Jackson?
We got a wreck. West I-80 eastbound approximately 3200 West. That's not really causing any unusual delays. We do have big delays through South Salt Lake and up into downtown to the North Interchange, northbound I-15, and then between prior to Glover Lane up to about Burton Lane towards Kaysville. UDOT Construction Alert planned for a lane split on the I-215 West Belt. The southbound lanes have been divided from SR-201 to 41st South. Stay in the right lanes to exit at 35th South. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay,